8345.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Hi, my name is Sue Bikin. I am co-chair and co-founder of Mille Lacs Tea Party Patriots here in Princeton, Minnesota. My association with Bradley Dean and his ministry has been a fantastic relationship. We love his ministry, and what he preaches sets everybody on fire because he's on fire for the Lord, and it shows in his preaching. And his presentations, his DVDs, are fantastic. I can't say enough about Bradley. We really appreciate what he's doing for the youth of this country, and we wish him the best. And we hope that his ministry continues to flourish.
You guys.
I heard that last break.
Boy, is this what they've been promulgating through the socialist media?
You know, speaking
Why? I'm just... Thank you, guys. Seriously, thank you, Sue Bikin. She's a... head of a tea party here in the state of Minnesota, and she is a kick in the pants. She does the stuff. She's out there doing the stuff, as we call it, and she's making a difference as well. But thanks for having Sue Bikin do that, you guys. It's too much. It's more frosting on my cake than I can actually swallow. Guys, my eyes are getting misty over here, Jake.
Speaking of those videos Sue Bikin was talking about, folks, I want to direct you to that for a moment. We have a message that you hear on the Sons of Liberty quite frequently, but it also brings you into the public school system and the posterity that we are fighting for daily and that we talk about quite a bit. You can find that new series. It's a five-part documentary series called My War. You can find it at sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'd encourage you to pick up a box set of that, and right now we're offering a complimentary copy of the life story of Bradley Dean in comic book version called My War as well. But Sue was just talking about it, so I thought I'd bring it up and give you folks an opportunity to check out that series. It's five parts, and it is wonderful and phenomenal and everything else that Sue said.
Can you tell the media across the United States what Benjamin Rush said, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, about the advocates of error? It's dreaded by what? Those that advocate the error? Controversy.
Controversy.
Jake, where are you at? You're supposed to know this stuff. Controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error.
That's right, because they're afraid you might pull the cloak off.
And tell the truth. You don't want to do that. Well, so we just had Vice President of Liberty Council Action with us named Matt Barber. If you want to get a hold of him, it's jmattbarber@comcast.com. Again, his information is jmattbarber, just like it sounds, @comcast.com, or go to ic.org.
Elsie.
Oh, Elsie. Heather. Well, let's make sure that that is actually correct information up on the screen there. Okay. Okay, now, what is this about?
I'm not sure.
Are you guys going to put a candle in that cake now? Is that what you guys are doing? It's just one thing after another. What is going on? You guys wanted to see a smile on my face. Is that what we're doing here? All right. Patricia Boyd wants to do a tribute. Welcome
yes,
to the show.
I do.
Hi, how
and
are you?
I'm sorry about my voice, but I'm getting over laryngitis.
Okay.
But I think I have enough voice to pay you guys a huge tribute. Of all the radio people I listen to, and I listen on a regular basis to many, you and Bradley and Jake pay such a tribute to our fallen soldiers and for the blood that they have shed more than any others, and that means so much to me because I do the Minnesota Fallen Heroes Remembered calendar, and our fallen soldiers are on my mind constantly every day because of that, and I'm with their families on a regular basis, and I just think that both of you, you know, it's in your heart, and you pay such a tribute to their blood that was shed for the ones that are buried at all our national cemeteries, and I would love to just pay tribute to you for that because it means a lot to Blue Star families and Gold Star families.
Well, Patricia, I know exactly who you are. You stood at the state fair with me 2 years ago to my right
wing. Yes, I did.
Yes, I remember exactly who you are. And we take your calendars and we put them out there because we want to pay tribute to to whom tribute is due, and it's namely, first of all, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and in the natural, our veterans, our young men and our young women that are paying the ultimate price for our freedoms. We would be so un-American if we didn't fight for what they fight for overseas.
That's right.
Or even in our backyard. And
you know, and that's exactly right. We need to fight here in America and help them save our republic. They're doing it overseas, and they're doing it on our bases, you know, the military bases in the United States. But we as citizens have to help save our republic, too.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate you calling in.
And our new calendar will be out sometime in October. I'll be sure to send you one, and we can talk about it on the air. Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North wrote the tribute for our 2012 calendar.
Okay.
And we're very excited about that. He wrote a beautiful tribute to our fallen soldiers.
You send it to me, Patricia, and I will air it. Every time you send us one, we go ahead and air it. And I think we make two-hour shows out of each one of them, and I would be more than happy to do so.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad you're back on the radio. I couldn't find you for a while.
Yeah, that's what America keeps telling us.
Yeah, I just didn't know where to look.
Yeah, well, we're here.
I found you again.
You don't have to go too far. If it's not the media capping on me for standing up for who we are for, you know, as the Republic, then you can just go ahead and turn the dial on to either GCN Communication Network nationally or locally, 1280 AM, The Patriot. So, again, Patricia, we appreciate you. We'll go ahead and throw some more stuff out there when we get it from you. And, again, what do you say? Thank you for that. And that was a serious note. Mm-hmm. Guys, nobody honors the veterans more than we do in this ministry, rest assured, because of the degree of truth that we give to you. That shows our love for those that sacrificed their all for us. And don't ever forget that. You want to get on to nostalgia?
Nostalgia.
Yeah, Stephanie got off on me, and she said to me that would be my wife. Mm-hmm. And she said, honey, you got to say it the right way. So what I'm doing...
I thought that's how you say it.
I don't either. I mean, jeez. But you know what? If she didn't love me, she wouldn't correct me. Because she loves me, she corrects me.
That's right.
How contrary to the way we're taught today. Just leave me, BB. Don't sit there and correct me.
Nobody will come. You get it just not correct.
Okay, here we go. Nostalgia. Okay. 1828. Now, just keep in mind, folks, a lot of the words back in 1828. Mm-hmm. They're modernized today. There's a lot of words that you know of today that when you go into the Webster's 1828, it wasn't a part of our language yet. Mm-hmm. Okay. Still nothing. Heather, would you kick it up on the screen? Nostalgic. Nostalgia. Either one. But let's do this. Let's go back to 1930 because we talk about the old past. We talked a little bit about this last week. People love to hear this. What it used to be like in America. And let me say it this way, folks. We can have it back if we want to fight for it. It's that simple. Let's go back to 1930. Let's go back to the old past. I'm not saying we were perfect back in 1930, but we had a moral standard back in the 30s. Our preachers preached from the pulpits what they needed to preach, namely the Ten Commandments, Galatians 3:24, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ that they may be justified by faith. They used to preach the Ten Commandments unto grace, and grace is the empowerment to overcome your sin. I like this. Leonard Ravenhill rightly said this. He said, Jesus didn't come into the world to make bad men good. He said he came into the world to make dead men live. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Because the Bible declares in 1 Corinthians 15 that we're to be witnesses for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, not the old man.
That's right.
You know, and why are we talking about revival all the time when, in fact, we should be demonstrating revival all the time? Folks, I got to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to give you the definition of nostalgic or nostalgia, and we're going to get back to the very word in the definition of it. We're going to bring you back to the old past. Enjoy.
Hello, I'm Ted Baer, publisher of MovieGuide.org. This week at the movies, we've got a good Shakespearean movie, Coriolanus, very well done, that actually shows up the occupied Wall Street crowd. It's a -2 for violence, however. Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, the famous crime novel, has been made into a very slow movie. Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked, is lightweight, but fun and entertaining. Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows, is absolutely excellent. A very good movie, but a caution for children because there's some action, violence, and other elements. The Adventures of Tintin is one of the best movies of the year. Steven Spielberg's best movie in a long time. For more MediaWise information to help you make good selections for family viewing at the theater or at home, please visit MovieGuide.org. MovieGuide.org.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
My name is Herb Seward. I had the honor and the pleasure and the duty to serve with the original Band of Brothers in 1944. I've had the pleasure and enjoyment of working with the folks that you can run but you cannot hide. I think that what they do is extraordinary. They're a group of very dedicated young folks that do not take their eye off the ball, particularly in the high schools, of imparting the Christian thoughts and trying to help them straighten their compass out and get in the right direction. I have the pleasure of serving with the Band of Brothers as the president of the Men of Easy Company. The last 11 years since I've been president, I've really had a chance to meet so many Americans who are so appreciative of what World War II did for the world. I think each of us that served in that capacity of in combat during the war now appreciate much more what was accomplished. And I hope that this current generation will continue to pick up the ball. We buried 52 of our friends overseas, and we don't forget them. I would urge each of you that hear this message to become associated with this group. You can run, but you cannot hide. They are dedicated to the young people. I've been seeing them and working with them off and on for the last 6, possibly 7 years. What this group are doing for the youth of America in a very, very proactive, hard-hitting way.
I want to leave that on a serious note, because we've known Herb Seward for probably 10 years since the old place, and I'm just going to leave it there. If you guys have seen the HBO, The Band of Brothers, he's one of the first guys to speak, and it talks about how a bomb hit his camp, killed all of his buddies around him, and it blew both of his legs where he thought he was dead, and he looked up and both of his legs were completely blown out. He had compound fractures. His bones were sticking out of his legs, literally, and we're thankful enough to know who he is. And we actually just took the kids out there to see him not too long ago. And, guys, he opened his house up to us, and we hung out with him, and the kids asked him a bunch of questions, and I think me and Jake and the rest of the older crew are more intuitive as to what was going on than what, you know. But it's just, he's an awesome guy. Thanks for doing that one, guys. That one's sincerely, Heather, that one means more to me probably than the others combined because of who he is and what he's done and how he opens his heart up to us every time we call him mm-hmm. on any kind of a situation. He's there.
He keeps giving.
Yeah, he really is.
He keeps giving.
Okay, so let's get back to... not that the others didn't mean anything to me. I'm just saying that this guy...
They would have said the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Cool, we got it. Everybody gets the point, right? Cool. Nostalgia. Let's get back to nostalgia, okay? And by the way, we went to the computer and the word is nostalgia. Did you hear that, wife?
Ooh, on air. Nostalgia.
Nostalgia. It's a sentimental or wistful yearning for the happiness felt in a former place, time, or situation. Okay, so let's go back to the 1930s. And folks, if you want to interject, please do. For the rest of the show, we got about 39 minutes left of the show. If you'd like to be a part of, go ahead, give us a call, interject your thoughts, whatever it may be. But let's stick to topic, okay? For those that have lived in the 1930s, that would be great to hear from you. That number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. If you lived in the 1700s, though, for sure call us. Okay?
Yeah, what do you want to hear from you?
I want it. I really, because I want to know what it was like during the Revolutionary War, so on and so forth. But or in the 1800s, what it was like around Abraham Lincoln and all the guys, you know, during the Civil War, what was going on. Yep. 1930, interesting facts. President of the United States, Herbert Hoover. The Vice President of the United States, Charles Curtis. Pulitzer Prize winner, Laughing Boy by Oliver Lafarge. Nobel Peace Prize winner, Lars Olof Nathan Solerblom. Ah, fool you on that. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nicholas Longworth. He was a Republican. Life expectancy in 1930 was an average of 59.7 years. Why not like 0.8 years or 0.6 years?
I just saw the numbers fell, I guess.
Well, that's kind of weird. I don't get that.
Yes, you can.
Inventions of the year in 1930 were this, folks. Twinkies, Wonder Bread sliced, and Snickers candy bars. They came about in the 30s. That's pretty cool stuff, yeah? In 1930, the cost of living was for a new house. Ready for this, America? $7,146 for the house. Average income in 1930, $1,973 per year. Per year, I said. A new car in 1930 was $610. Average rent in 1930 was $15 per month. Tuition to Harvard University, $400 per year. A movie ticket in 1930 was only 25 cents. Gasoline, are you ready for this, America? Gasoline was 10 cents per gallon in 1930.
Nostalgia.
Jake, I got to say this. I got to say this publicly just to reconcile myself with my wife. My wife's face is so beautiful, it belongs on a postage stamp.
How much do you think they would charge for that stamp in the 30s?
In 1930? Good question. 2 cents.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
Wow, we got Elaine online. Who was born in the 1920s, 1927. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Elaine. How are you?
Pretty good. I haven't talked to you for a long time.
Whoa!
You have a different number.
Yeah, we got a different number because we wanted
to hear you.
It's a national number now. Yeah, but I remember you, Elaine. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
You're hanging in there. Now, do you remember all these things, these stats that I'm kicking off for you right now, like a new
home? A lot of things, because I was born in 1927. I was just telling your screener how I remember in school, yes, we used to say Pledge of Allegiance every day. And you could even tell, I think, that the teachers were Christian, a lot of them.
Yep.
And it was so different, and it's so heartbreaking to see. We might have a lot of technology and all this so-called good stuff, but as hard as it was, I think life overall was a better quality. People were of a different attitude, and you had respect for things, and respect for God and all of that.
Right.
And
Elaine,
I remember it was during the first depression, of course.
Okay, and what was it like going through that?
Well, there were a lot of these strange things. We were on a farm, so I think actually when I think about it now, I don't know how farmers and everyone made it as hard as they worked with no fancy equipment or anything.
Can you compare or parallel the difference between as to what's going on today and what you went through back in the 30s?
Well, it's just a complete, it's a total different world.
Yep.
Totally different.
Okay.
And as I said, as hard as it was, I know how awful it must have been like for my parents and that. I mean, he chopped wood, put wood in our stove, you know, and we the horses, we had horses, everything. We were on a farm, as I said.
Yep.
So I think now we were actually maybe more fortunate because we had a garden and we milked cows and all of that. So, you know, you just lived with the basics. And you got up every day. There is no work ethic anymore.
Right.
Amongst
Elaine, but what I wanted to ask you, what can you compare or parallel the Depression from the 1930s as to what you're seeing today? Are you seeing a lot of similarities?
Well, it's hard, so hard to compare.
Mm-hmm.
The prices are insane now, of course.
Yep.
They're just insane, everything.
I had a lady actually on my Facebook say how happy she was that gas was $3.11 in her state. And I thought, how foolish are you, ma'am? I'm talking about 1930. The gas per gallon was 10 cents per gallon. What's good about $3.11? She's
right,
been brainwashed.
Right.
Yes.
I realize it was hard. I remember my dad said he worked 72 hours a week, 6 days a week. And he said he got $12.50.
Yep.
That was before he went on the farm again.
Yep.
And about at the same time, and they used to have flour sacks with little flowers on them.
Yep.
And my mother and some of them made us dresses out of those. They were very cute. It was a pretty floral design.
Amen.
And, but it was basically family and home, church and school and work. And now I think, I know they wouldn't appreciate it, but all these computers and video games, in my opinion, are ruining our children. They're so glued to that,
mm-hmm.
that they don't want to work.
Right. Elaine, I got to take a hard break. We got Elaine from Minnesota, was born in 1927. Elaine, we say God bless you from the Sons of Liberty. Got to take a quick break here. If you'd like to be a part of the show, please give us a call. 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. Jake's going to take up 1936 when we come back. If you were born in the 30s, give us a call. We'll be right back.
Merry Christmas from the Sons of Liberty. This year for Christmas, we would like to say a big thank you to you for all of your support. And what better gift to give this Christmas season than the gift of truth? So this year, we decide to give you, our listeners, $10 off any $10 or more purchase you make at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Choose from a variety of items, such as the My War DVD documentary series, to books, CDs, T-shirts, and more, with items up to 50% off. What gift can you give your friends and family of more value than the truth of Jesus Christ as they celebrate this Christmas season? Just go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click the store button, and enter promo code Christmas on your way out and save big. Or call us at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And from the Sons of Liberty to you and yours, Merry Christmas.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
That's awesome. Folks, again, we're talking about nostalgia, a sentimental or wistful yearning for the happiness felt in a former place, time, or situation. Scripture says, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. But we have to first go back to the old past, to who we are, the two pillars of society, as George Washington rightly said. Wasn't it President Chester that said, there's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution? That's exactly right. So, but the heaven and the Constitution are based off the Mosaic Institution, which is given unto us by what? The branch of David, which is judgment and righteousness. Again, so if we go back to our roots as to who we are, don't want to get on that, man. But if we get back to who we are, folks, now what we need is, we need someone to call in that's from the 30s. If you were born in 1930 and before 40, we want to give you an opportunity to get on the air with it, but you got to be in that time slot. And I was thinking about it on the break, and I thought, well, Jake's only 30 years old, but he's really wrinkly, like a shih tzu. And if you look at him, I'm thinking, maybe you can be the guy. Maybe you just go out there and get on the phone and call in like you're a caller or something.
Well,
like that.
I do have a few good stories.
Okay. If you were born in the 30s, Jake's going to hit 1936, please give us a call. Please. 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. And folks, Jake, we got to put the pedal to the metal.
Yes.
Because we got to get up to 1980 here.
Woo! We got to smoke it.
Okay.
Okay, just to bring up a quick point, to show how important sports are, does anybody know who won the U.S. Golf Open, the Pro Football Championship, the Indianapolis 500 winner in 1936?
Does anybody care?
Just had to prove a point quick. No, nobody remembers that
stuff. I know. Yeah, got you.
1936, President of the United States was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. That was one of his four terms that he was elected to office. A new house was $3,900. Now, Bradley just said in 1930 the new house was over $7,000. There was what we have called a housing bubble. or a market bubble, whatever they want to call them. Average income was $1,700. Bradley said in 1930 it was actually $1,900. So here we have a depression, which is exactly what Elaine just told
us. That's what
about.
I wanted to ask her. And by the way, God bless you, Elaine. Thank you for calling in. Folks, you got to be born in the 30s. You got a caller on there? That's okay. Okay. Folks, you got to be born in the 30s. Go ahead.
The average rent was $24 a month. Tuition to Harvard was $420 per year. A movie ticket was a quarter. Gasoline was, again, 10 cents.
In 1936, he's talking about, yeah.
Yep, and the United States postage stamp was 3 cents. That's it for 1936.
I think they got special people now that they put on stamps.
Yeah.
Maybe that will open the door of opportunity for your wife.
That could be.
I was thinking that.
She's
pretty. What's fair is fair. Again, folks, that number is 1-877-807-9977. If you were born in the 30s, because I'm going to jump to the 40s now. 1-877-807-9977. Do we got someone to pull up there? Nope. Sorry. Maybe they were 1983.
Maybe they have amnesia.
Could be. That's what I was thinking. But let's go to 1940s. Interesting facts. President of the United States was Franklin Roosevelt. Vice President of the United States was John Garner. Do you remember, as a matter of fact, the life expectancy in 1940 was 62.9 years. Where did they come up with these .9? You know, I'm just, come on. Okay, so in 1940, do you remember Richard and Maurice McDonald open a hamburger stand at their drive-in, which
That's
marked
right.
the beginning of the, guess what, McDonald's franchise. McDonald's. You can't go anywhere practically without seeing the Big M.
The Golden Arches.
1940, the cost of living. Speaking of nostalgia, a new house, $3,925. 1940, average income, $1,725 per year. A new car in 1940 was $850. The average rent in 1940 was $30 per month. Tuition to Harvard University was $420 per year. See, things are going backwards a little bit, incrementally, little by little, as we walk away from who we are as a people. A movie ticket in 1940 was 30 cents each. Gasoline was 11 cents per gallon. And a United States postage stamp was 3 cents each. Now, Jake, do you think for any minute, I mean, just for a second here. Okay, we got a couple people from the 30s online. Do you think my face will ever be on a postage stamp? Seriously, I mean, Elvis got one.
That's true, he did. Do I think?
Well, what makes him any more important than me or anybody else?
Well, one thing's for sure, you sing a lot better than he does.
That's true. I concur.
You dance better.
That's true, too. Guys, come on. Enough is enough, all right? You guys
a couple inches taller than you.
Okay, that's true. We got Fred calling from Minnesota. He was born in the 30s, and Don, we're going to take you right after that. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Fred. You got Bradley and Jake.
Hello, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm a kind of a late 30. I was born in 1938.
Well, it still counts.
Ooh, you made it, though.
It still counts.
I grew up on a farm out in North Dakota.
Okay.
And our neighbors bought a brand-new five-bottom tractor for $4,500.
Hmm.
Now it would cost $100,000.
That was easy. Yeah.
Can I ask where
you were born in New York, or, I'm sorry, in North Dakota?
No, well, I was born in Minnesota, but we moved to North Dakota when I was just a baby.
Where at?
Southeastern North Dakota. My hometown is Ledgerwood.
Okay, gotcha.
But, you know, things didn't get expensive until even quite a few years after that, because when I was in high school, we were paying 20 cents a gallon for gas.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we bought our first house in Bloomington in 1967 for $20,000.
Nice! Wow.
It was a three-bedroom Rambler with a finished basement.
Is it still there?
And we sold it 3 years later for, I think we made about $10,000 on it or so.
Sure.
So the crazy prices didn't start until just the last, maybe 20 or 30 years. It's gone out of sight.
I'm going to ask you one question, Fred. I got to pick up two callers right behind you. What's the difference between the 1930s and what you see today? What would you say to the younger folks today?
Gigantic federal government takeover.
Okay, that's awesome. Fred, thank you very much for giving us a call. We got Don on line two. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Don was also born in the 1930s. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, sir. I was born in 1934, so.
Wow. You don't sound like
you know, we got to listen to some of you guys because you hold the wisdom that we need to get back to where we came from.
Well, I was born in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, but I grew up in a little town called Crookston up in northwest Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And my dad was a mechanic there for many years. I can remember we bought our house for like $2,100, a duplex, I should say, for $2,100. I bought my first bicycle for 50 cents.
You still have that? And, Don, you probably still have the same bike, right?
It was made in America.
Oh, okay. And I'm not being facetious, but the quality was there.
Later, in 1960, I owned a gas station on Central Avenue in Minneapolis.
Yep.
And it was Sinclair Station, right at the, was the famous Sun Drive-In right next door. And gasoline then was 15.9 for regular. Yep. Then they called it ethyl, you know, was 2 cents higher. But
wow.
A Sun burger, the best burger in the world yet, was 55 cents, you know.
Wow. Don, I got to pick up another call right after you, but I want to ask you one question. First of all, thank you for calling. What is the difference between the 1930s, the most significant, give us a distinction of what you see different between 1930 and today. And what do we need to get back to, Don?
We got to get back to everybody pulling their own weight.
Amen. Awesome. Okay, and then what's the biggest difference that you see?
The biggest difference is nobody now cares about anything. They just go along, and if everything works, they just do it. They don't try and work for themselves and try to get things better.
Well, I think the reason they do that is because, for the most part, they don't have to work for it, so therefore they don't respect it.
That's very true.
Yeah. Don, thank you very much for giving us a call.
We're going to put you on hold, Don.
Heather wants to talk to you real quick, Don. Thank you so much for calling in, guys. We got Glenn calling from the state of Minnesota that was also born in 1930. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I really, you know what, guys? I'm seriously warmed that I'm talking to you folks because you got a lot of history to teach us younger folks.
Well, my feeling is that a lot of this thing is changing now because Satan's power is getting so strong. You know, for the last days, that I think that we're losing grip of control, and the world order is eventually going to, you know, take over, and then we're going to be, you know, subdivided with the whole pie, as I call it, the world pie.
Yeah. You know what? One of the things that I noticed, Glenn, more than anything is that this, just so you can understand, because I know back in the 40s, they had World War II, and there was World War I in the 1900s, at the beginning of the 1900s. And they were going through a lot of stuff, too, and I'm not saying to this degree, but we got to give folks a whole lot of hope because the question that I have, and I was asking myself this question earlier, and it's something for you to think about, America, but the question I have for you is how do you lie to a generation that's been lied to? Because what we see in public schools across this country, Glenn, is a generation that knows that they're being lied to and they've had it. And so what I don't want to do is I don't want to portray hopelessness to a new generation because I believe that they can fight for what we've got today just like the boys did in 1940.
Yep, your generation did.
So
right.
I got to take a hard break, Glenn. What would you say the biggest mark of time between now and the 1930s, what would you say to the new generation?
Well, I'd say that they better get back to reality because they're drifting. And with the control of the world, you know, with all the propaganda, as I call it, we're getting, we don't hear the truth anymore. We hear a lot of hearsay that's doctored up.
Got it. Thank you for the call, Glenn. Hold on. Heather's going to pick up the phone. Folks, keep in mind, we're talking about propaganda, as Glenn just shared with us real quick. But keep in mind, when the FBI exposes the counterfeits, they always use the real ones to expose the false ones. You have a Bible and you have a Constitution. That's how you know you're being lied to. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We got one more segment, and we're going to take people from the 40s. Give us a call, 1-877-807-9977 if you were born in the 40s. Be right back.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white?
Egg yolks are white. Egg yolks.
You are making this fun, Luann.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Hi, I'm Ray Dunford from The Way of the Master and for Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Thanks again. Appreciate it. Thanks. That was Ray Comfort, Way of the Master, Kirk Cameron. Awesome. You know what's interesting about Ray Comfort, just a side note? I can call that individual at any time, folks, and he answers his phone. Mm-hmm. Or he emails me back literally within 1 minute. He's got a ministry that is worldwide. Now, I can call a church pastor that's got 50 people in his congregation, and I'll be lucky to get a phone call back within 2 to 3 weeks. So what's the difference between Ray Comfort and a local preacher or a pastor? It's called integrity, and that's why Ray is where he's at. I always got to high-five Ray Comfort's integrity because he's got it. Mm-hmm. Folks, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about nostalgia, and I got to say, God bless every one of you individuals that have called thus far. When I say that I'm warmed by it, I really am. And I thought, I just went back there and talked to my wife, and she said there's a real genuineness about these people. Did you notice they didn't call me up at any sense or any time that, and they weren't combative. They didn't want to debate. Mm-hmm. They just wanted to talk.
Yeah.
And the word genuine in 1828 Webster's means this, the original stock, hence, real, true, pure, not spurious, false, or adulterated. Yeah. These guys know who we are. Mm-hmm. We need your advice, folks. Mm-hmm. So Jake's going to kick off 1942, and then we're going to take a Braun who was born in the 40s.
Okay, 1942, the President of the United States was Franklin Roosevelt. Again, Vice President was Henry Wallace. The life expectancy was 62.9 years.
Say, can you kind of like flow? You're a little rocky here. Did he not get it? Hang on. Someone not get their coffee this morning?
I didn't. Coffee's okay. Bad.
But oh, I know what this guy. Coke is it.
Yeah,
he wants a cold Coca-Cola. Folks, what I will do, we were in Florida one time, and we were on vacation, which we don't get to do very often. But he went and he got some Cokes at 7-Eleven in Orlando because we took the kids there. And he went and got some Cokes, and he said, I don't want this night to end. And right when he said that to me, I looked at his wife and said, uh-oh, I'm out of here. I'm going to bed, and I kicked him out of the room. And on the way back at the airport, he was in the airplane from Orlando, Florida, to Minnesota, leaned over, and I said, that's the guy that said he didn't want it to end, honey. But you had to see it. You had to see it. But anyways, Jake.
Okay.
1942.
Remember when auto manufacturers stopped producing cars to turn production to war materials? So the next car in the United States wasn't made until 1945, 3 years later. That reminds me of Tucker. When you're riding in a... I love that song. Okay, we've got living. New home was $3,700. Again, folks, the peak back in 1930 was $7,000 for a new house. We still haven't recovered from that yet. Average income was $1,800. A new car was $920. Man, that's a payment nowadays.
I live in a house that has three bedrooms. I paid $237,000 for it. Folks, I'm not a McMillionaire like the leftist wacks want to call me. $237,000. We wanted to add a bedroom to it upstairs, and we wanted to add one room downstairs. Guess how much they bid us out for? $144 per square foot, which would equal, I think it's 28 square feet that we want to add onto the house. You know how much they want for it? $121,000. That's ridiculous.
That would be about 40 houses back in 1942.
That's exactly right. We'd have a lot of room.
Little city.
Totally. Talking about 1942.
For a movie ticket, it was 30 cents. Your tuition to Harvard University was $420 per year.
Have it.
If you wanted to rent a house, don't go to McDonald's for $35 to feed your family. You could rent a house for a full month for $35.
What does McDonald's have to do with that last
thing? Just thinking about it, that's typically what you spend when you go out to a fast food restaurant for a family of, you know, two, three. You spend about $35 for one meal. At that particular time, you could rent a house for the whole, or an apartment or what have
Jake,
you.
Jake, I'm going to pull you out on this one. What is the correlation between renting a house and McDonald's?
I just told you. You could spend your money at McDonald's.
Can someone give me the big red nose, please?
You could spend your money at McDonald's for $35.
Big red nose, please. This is called stepping in it.
Oh, I like that. Go to McDonald's,
all right.
$35 for a meal.
Okay.
Or you could rent a house for $35. The United States postage stamp was 3 cents. And that's all for 1942.
We got Ron, folks, from Minnesota again. Was born in the 40s. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Ron. You got Bradley and Jake.
Hello, guys. Thank you so much for everything you do. Yes, I was born in 48 on a farm near Yankton, South Dakota.
Interesting. Now, I got to tell you a little personal side note to that. I'm from South Dakota. Is that weird or what? But I think...
It is.
We just went to South Dakota for the first time in 2 years. We took... what was it, 3 days, Jake?
Yeah.
4 days? We took the kids to Black Hills, South Dakota, so they could see the president's heads. And but by the way, I'm curious, Ron, did you ever see the other side of the heads and the Black Hills?
The side of the mountain?
No.
Oh, you haven't seen it? It's shiny.
The moon's always shining.
It totally is. It's kind of weird. Ron, okay, go ahead, Ron. I'm sorry. I just wanted to interject a little humor here.
Well, great. I think the big difference from when I grew up, I mean, at the age of 14 and a half, I purchased my first car to drive to high school with money I earned on my own, renting land and for $600, a 56 Chevy. Huh. So the big thing I see is just the lack of work ethic and personal responsibility is just, you know, night and day from back then.
Where did you learn that work ethic, Ron, if you could just kind of cue people in?
Well, my parents, because, we lived on a farm that my great-grandparents homesteaded in the 1860s. So we were, my dad being the baby of 11 children, ended up with the farm they purchased after it was handed down from different older brothers. So as each one got their own farm, and then the next youngest that would marry would be able to start on the homestead.
You know, they call it the Puritan work ethic. It says in Colossians 3, verse 23, to do all that you do as unto the Lord. Work with all your heart as unto the Lord. Do you feel that your religious ties back in the 40s and the 50s, what you're talking about, had anything to do with your desire to work and eat?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It was the whole foundation of, you know, going to church and everything. My first real job outside the home, other than working on other farms to pick rocks and things, was a janitor of our church for a massive $30 a month.
Yeah.
to make sure it was a country church, so I had to make sure that the heat was on and I didn't go off in the winter and shovel the snow, you know, everything.
Yep.
So, you know, it took a lot more than hours than people would imagine. So,
totally.
But it was an incredible amount of money, I thought.
No, for real. So. And that's one of the things. And it's like when I was a kid, I remember I was kind of like the welfare kid, and I grew up with a kid that was very wealthy. He lived in around a lake in the state of Minnesota here, and he never had to work for anything. If he wanted anything, he got the credit card, and everything I had, it was probably worth a third of the value of whatever he got. But the way I took care of what I had because I had to work for it was so much better than what he ever took care of what he got given to him. And it's there's really principle to it. But I think the key word here is foundation. Ron, please hang on. Heather's going to pick you up real quick. Again, listen to the genuineness of these callers. And folks, we're gonna roll this out into next weekend because the response is just overwhelming. And I think it's very important for the people of the United States to listen to those that have given to us what we have today. And listen to the work ethic.
Yeah.
Listen to the foundational principles. Listen to the godliness. Listen to the stability.
Yeah.
Listen to the education. Listen to the soundness. And soundness means without error. Mm-hmm. I mean, these don't sound like people that are just flaky people. They sound like they know what the deal is. And they're looking to this generation, America, because it really matters what you do now. They're looking to you to stand up for their posterity now. And we have to respond as to what they have given us. But we're going to take this to next week. We're going to. Because the response is every number or every year that we've asked for people to call in, folks, the lights are just lining up right away. I want you to be heard. I want you to tell your story for as much time as we can give you. Please keep that in mind. And, Jake, we only have 2 minutes left. Oh, I'm sorry. We have 1 minute left
to turn
the end of the show. I know.
Wow.
It really went
I thought we had another segment.
No.
And, folks, if you want to hear the show tomorrow, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. On the right side of the website, you've got all your details. You can podcast a webcast. There's a replay tomorrow as well from 1 to 3 on Sunday here in Minnesota. So anyway, you can get back in touch with the show. It's right there on the site, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
And God bless you folks for calling in. Really, Ron, thank you for that call, a fellow South Dakotian. And folks, the lines are open to you all across the country. I don't care where you are. Give us a call. We'll talk to you next week. Folks, we love you by what we do. And I want to tell you older folks that called us today, we're fighting for what you know.
Amen.
But you just got to teach us how we're supposed to do it. And that's what we're standing up for.
Mm-hmm.
Got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to call for any other reason, 1-877-807-9977 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com.